handsome as a lion, that one. I could watch that backside all day.
Get my best friend on his day of days.
Maurice, my grandfather says you're definitely going to make it to the Olympics. He says you're even faster than your father.
Yeah, man, do it for Jamaica.
Hey, you know what my grandfather said?
What?
Get back to work.
Good luck, man. I'll see you at the finish line, all right? Hi, Mabaka.
Hi, Doris. Doris, is time for ready?
Ready? That boy is never ready. He's a lazy, crazy, sorry, no good bag of bones.
So what you laughing at?
All push cards to the start position.
Ready, little man?
Ready, big man?
Kiss the lucky egg.
We just focus on
the world. Let's go.
On your mark.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's push card time.
And go!
Sanka, you dead?
Yeah, man. Oh.
And where do you think you're going?
You got me.
You have papers to read.
Just get to them one last run.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe the trials are finally here.
You nervous?
Not nervous. I'm ready. I'm ready for this day my whole life. I don't care how fast they run. I'm gonna run faster. I don't care how much they want it. I want it more. I'm going to the Olympics, baby. Feel it. I'm gonna win the gold.
Therese, are you nervous?
I'm terrified.
My turn, Joy. It's my turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final event of today's Olympic tryouts. We have now come to the main event of our games, the running of the 100 meter finals. We've had a most successful afternoon, and I'd like to congratulate all the athletes who have participated in today's events.
You sure no one can beat him?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. Just a little concerned about that big baldy.
Let me first congratulate our athletes on a splendid performance. And let me remind them that only the top four finishers will earn the right to represent Jamaica in the forthcoming Summer Games in Seoul, Korea.
Wait, you're Doris Bannock, right?
That's me.
Hello. I hope I make the team. It would be a real honor to run with you. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Doris Bannock. Hey, good luck to you too.
Runners, take your marks. Get set.
It's the coolest, please. You have to run the race over.
I'm sorry, Doris. Nothing can be done.
But I was born to compete in the Olympics.
Then you're going to have to work on your boxing or your cycling. Those are the only other two sports in which Jamaica competes.
I am not a boxer. I'm a runner. And it wasn't fair.
It rarely is, my boy. It rarely is.
Well, Papa, what do I do now?
Look, Doris, let it go, eh? Let it go. You'll have another chance in 4 years.
Yeah. Mr. Coolidge, who's the other man that picks you with my father?
Oh, Irving Britzer? He's an American who lives here. Unless, of course, he's been arrested or shot.
Excuse me?
Well, he's a bookie now. Takes his bets in a small pool hall just past Sandy Bay.
Isn't that the gold medal around his neck?
Oh, yeah. That lunatic was an Olympic bobsledder who tried to get your father to switch sports. He had some theory about using track sprinters to push the bobsled, some ridiculous thing like that. Can you imagine a Jamaican bobsledder?
And you sure this man, he lives on the island?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Coolidge, thanks a lot.
Good, there is.
Oh, can I borrow this picture?
Bring it back.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Mr. Coolidge. Oh, just one more thing. What's a bobsled?
That's a bobsled. Oh, so a bobsled is a push cart with no wheels.
That's what it looks like here.
Let me see that. All right. The key elements for a successful sled team are a steady driver and three strong runners to push off down the ice. Ice! Ice!
Well, it's kind of a winter sport, you know.
You mean winter as in ice?
Baby?
You mean winter as in igloos and Eskimos and penguins and ice?
Possibly.
See you.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna take a hot bath. I'm getting cold just thinking about all this ice.
No, man! You're gonna be part of my bobsled team.
What you need me for?
Who is the best push car driver in all of Jamaica?
You're looking at him.
Then you gonna do it.
No!
Hey, man, you could be famous. You could have your picture on a Wheaties box. But you said no, and that's all right. Because I don't need you. Everybody is gonna want to be on my bobsled team.
Look, Star, let me tell you a little something, all right? When you need something from me, you don't have to hand me a bunch of lines. All you have to do is look at me in the eye and say, Sanka, you are my best friend. We've been through a whole heap together, and I really, really need you.
Sanka, you're right. And you are my best friend. We've been through a whole lot together.
Heap, heap.
Sorry, man. Whole heap together.
And I really, really need you.
And I really, really need you.
Forget it.
But you just said if I said that, man.
All right. All right, man. So, let's talk about this Bill Sled team.
No, Bob Sled team.
Whoever. Now, about the Wheaties box, I'm going to be on it by myself, right?
No, man, you're going to be on it with me.
And now on the stretch they come. Tumbleweed is holding on as Captain...
Yes, Tumbleweed, yes. Come on. That's it. Good Tumbleweed, good Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed is slowing.
No, Tumbleweed. No, bad Tumbleweed. What are you doing?
Tumbleweed can't hold it as he gets pinned against
Don't
the rail.
Do... Don't do that! Let him out! No! I need this one! Please! Come on!
Here they come!
No!
Yes! Tumbleweed can't hold it as Captain Video takes charge! And it's Brewster finishing in second! Susan's Prime finishes third! Tumbleweed is nowhere in sight! But my, oh my! The odds on favorite showed his true colors with that late stretch run! Tumbleweed held on momentarily, but realistically, only a fool would put their money on Tumbleweed. That horse had no chance of...
That guy won 2 gold medals?
I think so.
Is Tumbleweed gone? Hey, next race.
Excuse me. Are you Mr. Irving Blitzer?
Well, that depends on who's asking.
My name is Darius Bannock. This is my teammate, Sanka Koff.
Greetings, Sled God.
We were just wondering if you'd be interested in coaching the first Jamaican bobsled team.
Darius, remember the radio? Radio? Stick? Sitting in the stick? Let's go! Let's go!
Come on, coach. Just help me get started. Next day.
No. Look, whatever your name is.
Darius.
All right, Darius. Let me lay out some difficulties for you. Snow. You don't have any. It's 900 degrees out there. Time. You don't have any. The Olympics are in 3 months. And me. You don't have me. As far as I'm concerned, the sport of bobsledding no longer exists. I don't want to do it. I don't want to coach it. And most of all, and I mean most of all, I don't want to be within 2,000 miles of anyone who does. Now, did you follow all that?
Then how come you still have that poster on the wall?
Is that what's bothering you? There. Is that better? Are you happy?
Like I said, my name is Darius Bannock. I'm Ben Bannock's son.
I haven't seen this picture in 20 years. Huh. Would you look at me then?
Ooh. Would you look at me now?
Please, Mr. Blitzer. Just give me a chance. If I don't have what it takes, we'll forget the whole thing.
Believe me, kid, you do not have what it takes.
But you thought my father did.
Your father was one of the toughest competitors I ever saw. He ran the 100 meters in 10 flat.
Well, I run it in 9.9.
Come on. Coach me. Sorry. You're a couple decades late.
Oh, I see. But it might be easy for you to walk away from me, Mr. Blitzer. But you can't walk away from this. 20 years ago, you came down here to see if you could make a Jamaican sprinter into a bobsledder. And you never got that chance. Look at me, Mr. Blitzer. I'm your chance. Take it. All right, everyone quiet down. Nice group here. Now for two of you lucky people, our trip to the Olympics starts right now. And I want to introduce you to Mr. Irving Blitzer, who's going to be our expert bobsled coach. Sanka, hit it, man.
You're on the air, sled god.
Gentlemen, a bobsled is a simple thing.
Yes, so is a toilet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Basically, what you're looking to do is get your sorry rear ends from the top of an icy chute to the bottom. You're zigging, zagging. It's the biggest, coldest roller coaster you've ever been on.
Ice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. One minor drawback to this delightful winter sport is the high-speed crash. That hurt. Always remember, your bones will not break in a bobsled. No, no. They shatter. Wants in.
Look, Baldy's here. Glad you can make it, man.
Don't touch me.
No problem. So what's your name?
Yul Brenner.
Well, it's good to have you as a teammate, Brenner.
Let's get one thing straight, Bannock. We may be on the same team, but I am no one's teammate.
Long as you come here to bobsled.
Hey, listen, man, the only reason why I come here is to get off of this stinking island. I have to take one of those bobsleds to do it then. All right.
No problem.
Yes. Yes, I have a problem. There's no such thing as a three-man sled. You're one Jamaican short.
Hey. Meeting start yet?
Uh-oh. You! No. I'll kill you!
Wait!
I'll kill you!
Hey, kill you! Wait a second! Did that mean anything?
You're dead!
I need him! Kill him, and we don't have a team.
I'm not riding in the same sled as that.
It tripped me too, you know. But in case you haven't noticed, there's no one else here.
You're crowding me, Slinkyhead.
Slinkyhead, that's a good one.
What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
If it wasn't for you, rich boy, I'd be in the Olympics right now.
I don't know what you all are arguing about, because Derice was going to beat both your butts anyway.
What are you talking about? How about I beat your butt right now?
How about I draw a line down the middle of your head so it looks like a butt?
Forget it, man. I'm gone.
Fine. Stay here on the island. We are going to Canada.
All right. I'll do it. But you better tell this mama's boy to stay the hell away from me. You understand?
No problem.
Hey, Irv.
Say hello to the first Jamaican bobsled team.
Oh, goody.
Gentlemen, this is a bobsled. Sort of. All right, here's what we're going to do. Ewell.
Don't touch me.
Of course, sorry. You're going to be the second middleman. You're strong, you're fast, and you're going to love that seat. Junior, you're the first middleman. You're quick, you're sharp. Hop in. Sanka.
I know, I'm the driver, right?
No, you're the brake man.
No, I'm the driver.
No, you're not. You're the brake man.
I'm the driver.
You're not. You're the brake man.
You don't understand. I'm Sanka Coffey. I'm the best pushcart driver in all of Jamaica. I must drive. Do you dig where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I dig where you're coming from.
Good.
Now dig where I'm coming from. I'm coming from 2 gold medals. I'm coming from 9 world records in both the 2 and 4 man events. I'm coming from 10 years of intense competition with the best athletes in the world.
That's a hell of a place to be coming from.
You see, Sanka, the driver has to work harder than anyone. He's the first to show up and the last to leave. When his teammates are all out drinking beer, he's up in his room studying pictures of turns. You see, a driver must remain focused 100% at all times. Not only is he responsible for knowing every inch of every course he races, he's also responsible for the lives of the other 3 people in his sled. Now, do you want that responsibility?
I say we make Doris the driver.
So do I, Sanka. So do I.
Oh, the back is nice.
All right, Father. Listen here. You see, I've made up my mind. I am going to be a bobsledder. That's right. A bobsledder. Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Fine. Cut off my allowance. Because you see, Father, a man has got to do what a man has got to do.
Just who I want to see.
Me?
You know where I just came from?
Where?
I got you a job. With Webster, Webster and Cohen, the biggest brokerage house in Miami.
All right, Webster, Webster and Cohen.
That's right. And you start end of the month.
Yes, but I thought that I would...
Look, we went along with this track nonsense long enough. And we agreed that it's time to get on with your real future, right?
I know.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm going to tell your mother.
I guess we sure told him.
Winning a bobsled race is about one thing, the push start. Now I know you dainty little track stars think you're fast. Well, let's see how fast you are when you push a 600-pound sled. Now, a respectable start time is 5.7 seconds. If you speed demons can't whip off an even 6 flat, then you have a better chance of becoming a barbershop quartet. No good. 13.5. 11.7. What it's all about, this is where you win or lose the race. Right here in the push start. This is where you're going to practice. Right here in the Volkswagen. You're going to practice. Go! Junior! Put the ball down. Come on, hustle. Catch up with them. There you go. Junior! No! Do it again.
Go! Go! Stop! Stop! Therese! Stop waving for me! Right! And in! Stop! Slow down! Oh!
Very good. Try it again.
If I've said it once, I've said it 46 times.
Cold weather endurance is vital to building a successful sled team. Cold enough?
One, two, three.
Sanka, you're dead?
Yeah, man.
What have you done to the police unit? I should arrest you.
Who owns this thing?
We do, sir.
And who are you?
The Jamaican bobsled team, sir.
Don't give me that business. I wasn't born yesterday.
5-9! 5-9, you did it! You did it! 5-9, we did it! We did it! 5-9! Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
5-9, guys!
What?
Who are you?
I'm their coach. You guys okay?
Yeah.
How's the sled?
Yeah, man, we're fine.
Sled's okay? Well, it's in the wrong place. Get it back to the top of the hill. Let's move it right now, you slackers! Move it! Let's hustle! Come on! Let's move it! Come on, you guys! Move it!
I'm not asking for a winter sports program. All I need is a lousy 20 grand so I can get us to the Olympics. That's all.
How in God's name are you going to get to the Olympics? These boys have never even seen a sled race before.
Mr. Coolidge, I have been looking at sledders since I was 12 years old. If I say these kids can make it to the Olympics, they can make it to the Olympics.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Practice down here with the boys a bit more. And when you're a little further along, I'll come along and see you.
No. No. No.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Blitzer. This country enjoys a fine athletic tradition. And if you think I'm going to give you the little money we have so that you can parade us around in front of the world like a freak show, you've got another thing coming. It's bad enough how you embarrassed your own country. I'm certainly not going to allow you to embarrass ours.
No go, kid.
That's okay, Coach. We get the money.
Do the words give up mean anything to you?
Not a thing.
Some people say, you know, they can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. No, people say, you know, they can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Hi, I'm here to offer you an opportunity of a lifetime. We're looking for a sponsor for the first Jamaican bobsled team.
Shut up! We got $9.52 from Yul Brynner. Thank you. We got $184 from Doris and me. Sanka, how did your singing on the street go?
How did it go? It went like this.
Enough people say, you know, they can't believe.
Sanko
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Sanko.
We have the one there is.
How much?
I made $1.16.
Oh, that's great. We're only short about 19,000 bucks.
Sorry I'm late, everybody.
No, really. That is terrific.
Don't pack a suitcase, Junior. We're not going.
That's too bad.
Whoa. Where did you get it, man?
I sold my car.
Yes, man. I am going.
No, we're not. Look here, Junior, I appreciate what you're trying to do here. We can't accept this money. It just wouldn't be proper.
Ah, Derice, if I hadn't tripped you fellas, we'd already been going to the Olympics. I want you to have it.
You mean you want us to have it, right?
Right. Us.
Thanks a lot, Junior. Thanks a whole heap, man.
Remember, this doesn't mean that I like you. You understand?
Be sure to thank your father for us, because Lord knows he didn't have to let you sell that car.
Well, he doesn't know I sold the car. he doesn't know I'm on the team. He thinks I'm off to Miami. And I loaned the car to a friend to work for Webster, Webster and Cohen. Some place like that.
Some people say, you know, them can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. We have
yes.
One there is.
And no one, Junior.
You, Sanka.
The fastest of the fastest of Jamaican sprinters. Go to Olympics, fight for Jamaica.
You know where you register for bobsled?
Pete,
hey, it'll be first time to see you again.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah.
All the best.
Okay. Yeah. Dustin. Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to register for tryouts.
What country?
Jamaica.
What country?
Jamaica.
Well, what do you know? Jamaican bobsled team. Okay, here it is. It says here your qualifying run will be held on the evening of the 10th. Your judges will be Schindler, Gremmer, and Krojcik.
Oh, Krojcik. He's a good guy.
Yeah. In order to qualify, you must complete the course safely in 1 minute, 2 seconds flat, or under.
This would be a minute five.
Yeah. Times change.
Is that you?
Roger, how you doing? Hello, Kurt. Been a long time. Obviously not long enough. Hello, Larry.
Jesus Christ, Irv. What the hell did you do to yourself?
Don't worry about them, Irv.
Roger, you gotta do me a favor.
What?
Please. You know that revolving restaurant thing? Meet me there in half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah. Please.
Come on.
I'll try.
Thanks, Roger.
Well, what's up, Irv?
How about a drink?
No, I'm fine. What's so important that it couldn't wait?
You want something to eat?
No, I'm fine. What's up?
A salad or something? I need a sled.
You came all the way to Calgary without a sled?
I got $4,800. I just need something competitive.
For $5,000?
I know you got something lying around, Roger.
But Irv.
Anything.
You know I can't do that.
Wait a minute, Roger. Remember when you were desperate to make that last slot on the 68 Grenoble team, and you pleaded with me to talk to Kurt? Did I say, sorry, Roger, I can't do it? Come on, don't make me beg. Roger, it's me.
All right. Maybe I can get you one of our practice sleds.
You're a saint, you know that? A saint. You haven't changed a bit. You're still a saint.
Yeah. Look, don't get all mushy on me. Just tell me one thing. Is this whole thing a big joke? Or do you really expect these Jamaicans to qualify?
Not only are they going to qualify, they're going to turn some heads doing it. Listen, three of these guys can run the 100 in under 10 flat. I don't care who you are, that's lightning.
Yeah, but can lightning run on ice?
No problem, man.
Irv, these special shoes aren't very effective.
All right, you sugar-coated track stars. Move out and let the ice raster show you how it's done.
Oh! Ah! Yeah, like that, yeah. Good.
Hey, fellas, look at my progress.
Touching me!
All right, fellas, that's it. Let's get off the ice before practice.
What practice?
That practice.
Steady, hop. Hop, hop, hop. Here. Six to three, five me. Hop, hop, hop.
That's right. Good team this year.
Thank you.
see this on the head. It's like a miracle.
What's twice?
No, man, Swiss.
The real thing, man.
Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the newest member of our team. You won't believe what I had to go through to get us a sled in such good shape. If we're going to make it into the Olympics, this is the boat that's going to take us there. Well, I'm told she's actually quite fast.
I know she's not much to look at, but...
She's beautiful.
В прошлый раз мы плохо прошли, потому что было не проверено, нужно, чтобы проверили полностью. All coaches must sign teams in before approaching
Barbara.
Push start?
No, we're gonna push start next time. For your first run, I'm just gonna nudge you off. Okay, everybody in. Let's go, let's go. Come on. Come on.
Don't touch me.
Hey, Baldy, get off my foot.
Don't touch me.
Come on.
Hey, Blitzer. Why don't you put some training wheels on that sled?
That's funny. Very funny.
You want to kiss my egg?
I'm not kissing no egg.
Suit yourself.
Now listen up, fellas. I don't want you to worry about looking good out there.
Ah, Blitzy. You're going to tux him in, too?
Hey, seem into you like nobody likes us.
We're different. People are always afraid of what's different.
Hey, Jamaica! Watch out for number 12 turn. It's scary, huh?
What's his problem?
He's Josef Gruhl. He's one of the best drivers in the world.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest assholes in the world, too.
Well, don't listen to him. You listen to me. Doris, right here. You got it? Remember, keep your hands soft and your mind clear. High in, low out. What is it?
High in, low out.
All right, put your helmets on, everybody. Let's go. Here we go. Come on. Helmets on.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I can't get my helmet on. Oh, thanks, Coach.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, Coach?
Yeah.
I gotta go, you know.
Hold it.
Hold it?
Hold it.
Hold it?
Yeah, hold it.
But Coach, I can't hold it. We're not bobsledding yet.
Oh, yes, we are.
Coach!
Coach.
Coach! Man.
Man, you can pee now.
Too late.
This is embarrassing.
And shut down that hot plate, fool. These bananas are stinking like a dead dog.
Back up, back up! The eight ball. This is my mama's secret recipe. And I hope you don't mind keeping quiet while I catch up on my reading.
What are you talking about reading? This is a children's book.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, if that's a children's book, that means it's too advanced for the likes of you.
What are you trying to say? That I'm not smarter than a little child?
No. What I am saying to you is that you are the kind of club-toting, raw meat-eating, me Tarzan, you Janin, big bald bubblehead that can only count to 10 if he's barefoot or wearing sandals.
Say whatever it is that you want. Because you're just like every other fool on the island. You're going nowhere, Sanka, and you're thrilled to death about it. But you see me? You see me? I'm different, because I know exactly where I'm going. And after I, Yul Brynner, win the Olympics and become famous, I'm gonna leave the island and live right down there. What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about?
That's Buckingham Palace. You plan on living there, you're gonna have to marry the Queen.
Yul, that's where the Queen of England lives.
Face it, Yul Brynner. You can start calling yourself Madonna, but you're still gonna end up in an outhouse shanty like every other dock-working nobody.
Says who?
Says me, rich boy. What you know about it?
Well, I know my father started off in a one-room hut. Now he lives in one of the biggest homes in Kingston.
Well, he ain't your father.
He doesn't have to be. All he has to do is know what he wants and work hard for it. And if he wants it bad enough, he'll get it. Look, believe me, Sanka, the more Yul Brynners we got making it in this world, the better off this world would be. Especially for Jamaicans. Go ahead, Yul Brynner. You go get your palace.
What do you have in there, BB? I can't believe he's still cold, man.
Cold? I'm freezing my royal Rastafarian nannies off.
All right, we're up. Let's go, guys. This is it. Give me that. Okay. Now, this is our first real push start, but don't worry about it, okay? It's no different than what we practiced. We've done it 100 times. Therese, right here. Okay, get your helmets on.
Cool.
Okay, okay.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Let's go, Therese. It's yours.
Ridiculous. What's he doing?
One. Two. Three.
Oh! Go, go, go,
hold
go,
on.
Go, go.
Wait, hold on.
Now. Now. Hold on.
Now.
Hold on.
Those guys are pretty good, aren't they?
Good. At our best.
So you guys been having a little trouble out there, huh?
Ah, we'll be fine.
I sure hope so. It'd be a real shame to waste all that talent.
I'm not worried. And we have a good coach.
Kid, I hate to say it, but you gotta wake up. Coach Blitzer is what's killing you. He's been useless since the day he was busted.
What you mean, busted?
The 72 games. Guy hit weights in the front of the sled to make it go faster.
So what? It's no big deal.
Having your gold medals taken away for cheating is a big deal.
Therese, let's go. We got a meeting.
Giving my kid a few pointers, Larry?
Your kid's gonna need all the help he can get. Coach.
Maid service, sir. Would you like your bed turned down, mint? Perhaps I could dust your head.
Whatever's wrong with you is no little thing.
Hurry up, man. I have a dead grandmother that moves faster than you.
What that fool want now? What?
Sorry.
What do you have, dear man?
A telegram.
No, it's a telegram. What does it say?
From my father. He says I have to come home right now.
Something else, Junior Beverly. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here right now.
Wait, but you don't understand. He is really mad. I mean, you don't know him like I do, you know. I think I better just do what he wants and go back home.
And forget about your teammates. Blood, fire. The man, you act like he's the king of the whole world.
But what should I do? What should I do?
Hey, Jamaica, keep it down. You're not owning this place.
Sorry, sir, sorry. I didn't mean to bother anyone.
You have no business here, Jamaica. You and your stupid friend playing like you're bobsledders. Why don't you tourists go back to where you came from and leave the bobsledding to the real men?
Well, I'm a real man.
You want to say something, Jamaica? Come on, out with it.
Now look in the mirror and tell me what you see.
You see Junior.
You see Junior. Well, you want to know what I see? I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother who don't take no crap of nobody.
You really see all that?
Yeah, man. But it's not about what I see. It's about what you see. Now look in this mirror and tell me again what you see.
Well, I see...
Pride!
Right.
Power!
And I see...
A badass mother who
won't take no crap off of nobody!
Again!
I see pride!
Can I hear you?
I see power!
I see a badass mother who won't take no crap off of nobody.
Once again!
I see pride!
Junior!
I see power! I see a badass mother who won't take no crap off of nobody!
That's right!
That's right! Junior Bevil!
Wait, where are you going?
Now you listen to me, buddy. I will not be talked to that way, so you better come up with a damn good apology, or else.
Or else what?
How?
Oh. Hey, Jamaica. Or else what?
Come on, Jamaica. Say something.
No problem, man.
Didn't one of you have the sense to know better?
Gone.
Laugh. I want to see who's laughing when Irv gets here.
Now, wait. When that East German fellow go and push my teammate, and blood, fire, we have to fight back.
You don't see the Swiss team fighting, do you? You don't see the Swiss team drinking and carrying on and such?
And you don't see the Swiss team smiling, neither. In fact, if one of those Swiss boys ever come across a pretty girl, he'd probably yell, "Ein, zwei, drei," and try to push her down some ice.
What happened?
Oh, I took care of the whole thing. I told the owner of the bar these guys were mentally disturbed, so he's not going to press any charges.
All right. Let God does it again.
Just shut up, Sanka. Now, maybe you haven't noticed, but we aren't exactly winning any popularity contests here. They hate me, they hate you, they hate us. Now, if we're even going to think about qualifying, we're each going to have to sit down and take a nice deep look inside. I didn't come all this way to get my butt whipped. As a matter of fact, now that I'm here, I thought I'd do a little whipping of my own. Good night, gentlemen.
Rise and shine.
It's butt-whipping time.
On your own one day.
Oh! Come down, come down, and take my advice. Rise above it.
right.
Turn 7. Street. Turn 8.
Right.
About now, step in the back. Rocks on a river bottom, can't feel the sun.
Rise above it,
you can do it.
Rise above it,
you can do it.
Okay, guys, tonight's the night. Now, in a few minutes, you're gonna get a chance to do something that no one in your country has ever done. I was going to save this for the Olympics, but I figure if we're going to convince these judges that we are world-class sledders, then we had better look like world-class sledders.
Oh, man. Yes.
Nice.
I'm freezing this.
Well, gentlemen.
Irv, this is Carl Schindler. He'll be watching the middle track.
How do you do?
And this is August Grimmer. He'll be judging the push starts.
Hi.
I'm your third official up in the tower.
You? What happened to Krychek?
He came down sick this morning. I'm taking his place.
Oh, goody.
Oh, the Alliance has decided to change the qualifying time from 1:02 to 1:00. Is that clear?
No problem, man. Go get him, kid.
Track's clear for Jamaica 1.
Is it under 60?
Santa Claus. Fellas, it's to follow your dreams.
Come on. Follow your dreams. Follow me,
I said it to your father the first time I met him, and I'll say it again. Sprinters make the best bobsledders.
He is the sprinting.
So what are we going to name the sled?
How about Tallulah?
Tallulah. That sounds like a $2 hooker. How you come up with that?
That's my mother's name.
Tallulah. What's it gonna be, Star? What are the people gonna be screaming when Jamaica takes the hill?
I say we call it Cool Run It.
Beautiful.
I like it.
Very strong.
Nice, very nice. What exactly does it mean?
Cool Runnings means Peace be the journey.
Peace be the journey.
Cool running.
Cool running.
Excuse me.
To the man in the orange suit. To the messenger.
We are officially disqualified.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Kurt, I really have to talk to you.
Excuse me, Earth. I have nothing to say to you.
Yes, you do. I want to know why you disqualified my guys.
As you were told, your team must compete in the international race in order to qualify for the Olympics.
But in an Olympic year, the qualifiers count as an international race.
That may have been true in past Olympic years, but this year the Alliance decided to change its policy.
Oh, please change its policy.
The Alliance has the right to do whatever they feel is in the best interest of the sport.
We must also be concerned about the potential for embarrassment.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't realize the four black guys in a bobsled could make you blush.
I think we've heard enough.
Come on, Kurt. What you're doing is wrong, and you know it. Now, if this is about you and me, then let's get it straight right now. All right, 16 years ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I cheated. I was stupid. I embarrassed myself, my family, my teammates, my country, and my coach. If it's revenge you want, take it. Go ahead. Disqualify me. Banish me. Do whatever you want, but do it to me. It was me who let you down, Kurt. It wasn't my guys. They've done everything you've asked of them, and they did it with all of you laughing in their face. Hell, it doesn't matter if they come in first or 50th. Those guys have earned the right to represent their country. They've earned the right to march into that stadium and wave their nation's flag. That's the single greatest honor an athlete could ever have. That's what the Olympics are about. 16 years ago, I forgot that. Don't you go and do the same. Sorry if I interrupted your meeting.
Hello? Yes? Yeah. Right. Goodbye.
What?
Oh, it was the Alliance.
God. What did they say?
Oh, they said we're back in.
Ben Bannock was a gold medalist in the 200 meters at the Summer Olympic Games over 20 years ago. And perhaps there's gold in two generations in this family. That's quite a story. The Jamaican bobsled team. It's a beautiful afternoon in Calgary, and there is a lot more coming up. So stay tuned for more exciting coverage of the opening ceremonies of the 15th Winter Olympiad from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Gentlemen, let's go check into our new home. Come on, Junior. Junior! Hey! Junior!
Now, a lot of coaches would be giving you one of those win one for the Gipper speeches.
I'm not good at that stuff. Instead, I thought I'd lead you in a psalm of inspiration. Let's bow our heads.
Who's the kipper?
Our Father, who art in Calgary, bobsled be thy name. Thy kingdom come, gold medals won, on earth as it is in turn seven. With liberty and justice for Jamaica and Haile Selassie. Amen.
All right. Yes.
Respect.
All right.
Big up Jamaica.
Big it up.
Yes. Big up Jamaica.
I know that's right.
Four medals.
Right.
Junior?
No, you listen to me, boy. You might not have done what you were asked, but you will do what you're told. You're coming home.
Yeah, but Father, you know, I just
want... But nothing. I didn't send you to the finest school for you to go around sliding on your backside. You must be mad.
Yeah, but the team needs me.
I don't want to hear any more about it. Go and get your things. I'll wait in the lobby.
Father, when you look at me, what do you see?
I don't have time for games, Junior.
Tell me what you see, please.
All right, I'll tell you what I see. I see a lost little boy. Who is lucky to have a father who knows what's best for him?
No. You don't know what's best for me, Father. I am not a lost little boy, Father. I am a man. And I'm an Olympian. And I'm staying right here.
Hey, Junior Bevel.
You're a badass mother.
This is Al Troutwig, along with John Morgan. We're live at Olympic Park, a brand new bobsledding venue just a few miles outside of downtown Calgary.
Everybody shut up! It's starting!
An extremely intense, exciting competition for the next 3 days.
I am feeling very Olympic today. How about you?
And this sport, as we well know, is made up of athletes who go to the edge and sometimes beyond, and it is why we believe the next 3 days is going to be extremely competitive and exciting. And already, John, on day one, we're starting things off with the gold medal favorite.
Well, the Swiss were fortunate enough to draw number one in the competition. We got to make them the odds-on favorite to win the gold. But the East Germans, they're coming off the gold medal win in 1984. The Canadians, it's their home track. You got to favor them, too. And they've been doing that very well in practice all year. Times here, the course is getting extremely fast, and I was worried about that Austrian team's safety in that last big 183 whip around that draws 4 G's of force from the athletes.
Well, if you were worried about them, what are you thinking about our last and next team? Yes, it certainly seems strange that surrounded by the ice and snow of Calgary, we are about to watch a team from the tiny island of Jamaica.
What a story for them to even get here. They came out of nowhere. And you know, there's a lot of teams up here on top of the hill that sort of feel that Jamaicans don't belong here.
Hey!
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey! What are you doing? That's what the Swiss do to psych themselves up. They also make them little pocket knives, too, but I don't see you doing that.
All right, guys, we're up. Come on. Hey, knock it off. Knock it off, will ya? Okay, let's go. Come on. Take your start positions. Remember, we don't have to win the gold in the first day. It's just like any other run.
Except this time, 100 million people watching.
Therese, did you forget something? Thank you.
Ready.
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 Ein. Zwei. Drei.
Team attempts its first ever Winter Olympic event. And look at this. They've got to get into that sled. Now, I've never seen anything like this. I know it's not funny, but how embarrassing. Now, thank goodness, for a minute, I didn't think they'd ever get all four of them in, and that could have been a disaster.
Come on. Well, most importantly here, when you do get in the sled, you have to get in with cat-like movements and get in, get relaxed. Oh, look at that high line at Omega. He bounces off the wall, ricochets like a pinball. You know, the driver here, Therese Bannock, looks like the sled's really driving him.
That fool better watch his mouth.
He better watch more than that.
This is the time when this team may be thinking, this may not have been such a great idea. Their heads are bouncing around. This is amazing. Like rag dolls as they come through the finish. And a time of 58.04, which will be good enough for last place.
You choked. It was yours for the taking, and you choked. You were ready, and you choked.
Well, maybe we should go over the turns again?
You know the turns. You know everything there is to know about this sport. I'll tell you something. You had all better figure out how to stay loose out there. That's something I can't help you with. I'll see you tomorrow on the hill.
You know, when the Swiss want to get...
Oh, will you shut up about the damn Swiss? I mean, it was all that Eins, Wein, Drei nonsense that got us all nervous in the first place.
Hey, man, look here. I'm just trying to get this off on the right foot.
Well, the right foot for us is not the Swiss foot. I mean, come on, Darius. We can't be copying nobody else's style. We have our own style.
Kissing an egg is no kind of style. It's the Olympics here. This is no stupid pushcart derby.
Let me tell you something, Rasta. I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from.
And neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best I can be.
So am I. And the best I can be is Jamaican. Look. Darius, I've known you since Julie Jeffries asked to see you ding-a-ling. And I'm telling you as a friend, if we look Jamaican, walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaica.
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. No people say they don't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
We have the one Darius and the one Junior.
You, brother,
and the man Tanga.
The fastest of the fastest of Jamaica sprinters. Respect to the man Herb Blitzer.
All right, gentlemen.
Respect.
We now come to the second chance for the four intrepid men from Jamaica. What do they have to do, John?
In reality, Al, I don't think the Jamaicans have any chance of winning a medal.
Dear God, just let it be better than yesterday.
Ready.
Ready.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Cool running.
That's a hair faster than the Swiss.
Boy, that's a real big difference from yesterday.
Well, this is an absolute shock in the making. Yesterday, they were falling down almost at the start. Now they slide into neutral. Yesterday, their heads were bobbing everywhere. Today, they're almost in unison.
Possessed here. It's not the same team we saw yesterday.
Where did these guys come from?
Wow! 56.53!
Woo! Yes! Yes! Did you hear that time?
Yeah.
Yes!
Up into eighth place.
Watch out, world. The Jamaicans are coming.
Therese, you in here?
Hey, coach.
Oh, there you are. How you feeling?
All right.
Good, good. You all set to follow in your father's footsteps?
I think so.
You think so?
All right. I know so.
That's more like it. We're going to go grab a bite to eat. You want to join us?
Nah.
I didn't think so. I'll pick you something up.
Hey, coach.
Yeah?
I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
But you don't have to answer if you don't want to. I mean, I want you to, but if you can't. I understand.
You want to know why I cheated, right?
Yes, I do.
That's a fair question. It's quite simple, really. I had to win. You see, Therese, I'd made winning my whole life. And when you make winning your whole life, you have to keep on winning, no matter what. You understand that?
No, I don't understand, coach. You had 2 gold medals. You had it all.
Therese, a gold medal is a wonderful thing. But if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it.
Hey, coach. How will I know if I'm enough?
When you cross that finish line, you'll know.
Welcome back to the bobsledding venue for this, the last day of competition. It's medal time. And John, the top 6 teams are separated by only half a second, so it's very close. And that's been predictable.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, my dear, we've got a team in the Olympics, don't we?
What's astonishing is the Jamaicans. They still have a chance to win an Olympic medal.
Everybody shut up. My boy's on TV.
And you're not the only one to get excited about that. I think the fans here have an extreme case of Jamaican fever.
Al, so do I.
No. So do we. Do I have to tell you whose turn it is now?
Jamaica.
Respect! Dreadlocks. Let me kiss your lucky eggs.
Next team up is Jamaica.
All right, fellas, that's us. Let's go. Here we go. Today's our day. This is it. Come on, guys. We can do it. Therese. See you at the finish line.
With the kinds of push
starts
guys are capable of, we might actually see the Jamaicans win an Olympic medal. So this is it. We could see history in the making.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time!
Great! 1, 2, 3, 4, all of them in. And look at that time.
Oh, man, ashamed. Another couple hundreds off the start. Now they get better every time down the track.
Go!
Look at the way the sled's coming.
coming in and out of the corners, very smooth. He's like he's been driving this thing for 10 years. Bannock looks really possessed here.
Now, what the heck? Go, Chan! What a run Bannock is having. He's letting loose on this extremely fast course. And even with that rickety old sled, the Jamaicans are flying through the turns. This does not look good. Something's got to be wrong. The Jamaicans on a record pace as they fly almost out of control around the turn. Now the speed seems too much, and I don't think he's going to be able to hold it.
You're dead?
No, man. I'm not dead. I have to finish the race.
See you in 4 years, yeah?
Yeah, man. Julia Bevel. It doesn't mean that I like you. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you.
Right.
Hey, guys.
I'm so proud of you guys. You all right?
I love you, man. Get a picture, please.